What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of BWT. I'm your host, Teddy. First round of the playoffs is over and done with. You can bring out the brooms in every single series. There's some good baseball, some very, very high intense moments. Let's get right into it. But before we do, I want you to like this video, share this video, and make sure you are becoming a member of the Refuse to Lose Network. We've got some things cooking, and you definitely do not want to miss this. Click the link in the description to become a member. There are three tiers. We have Pro, All-Star, and Superstar. Every level comes with a different set of perks. So, and if you want to become a part of the Instagram chats, we've got MLB, NBA, mixed in with WNBA, NFL. We've got college basketball, men's and women's, college football. And then we also have a combat chat, which is a mixture of boxing and WWE and UFC. So if you want to be able to come in here into the chats and have some raw debates, make sure, first of all, make sure you're coming with facts, because you will be tested. And nothing goes without somebody saying something about it. So it's always fun being in those chats, man. Become a member of the community and make sure you guys are tuning into the other shows of the network. We have the Refuse to Lose Show, which covers just about everything in sports. We've got that with Joe, Tomo, and Dave. And then we have CTC, which is Carl Talking College. He gives you the whole rundown of college sports. Right now, it's just football, but with basketball about to ramp up, he's going to be one busy man, and he's going to be giving you all the content you need, players to watch, matchups, all that. And then we have FFC, which is fantasy football with Coach Coombs. He gives you who to start. He has this little segment called Coach's Couch. And I think that's hilarious. He actually just added two new members this last episode. He made like three episodes this week. So make sure you guys are tuning in. And there's a new show on the network, the Joe Jordan Show. He will be giving you all the latest news for Kings and Commanders, because those are the teams that he is a fan of. With that being said, let's get right into the Game 2 recaps in the wild card. We've got the Rangers. In the top of the fourth inning, Adolis Garcia hit a solo home run. That ball was absolutely tattooed. He pimped it, and when he looked over to the team, he flicked his bat, and he said, and that's what playoff baseball is, man. Brings out the joy in the players, dude, and it's exciting to watch. Josh Jung hit an RBI triple to make it 2-0. Evan Carter, the rookie, he hit a 2-run home run, his first of his postseason career, to make it 4-0. That kid has been absolutely on fire. He just gets on base. In the top of the fifth, Nathaniel Lowe, an RBI ground ball to make it 5-0. Then in the top of the sixth, Marcus Semien, hit an RBI double to make it 6-0. And then Corey Seager also hit an RBI double in that inning to make it 7-0. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, Chris Meade hits an RBI single for the Rays to make it 7-1. The winning pitcher for that game was Nathan Eovaldi. He's 1-0 in the postseason with a 1.35 ERA. And the losing pitcher was Zach Eflin, 0-1 with a 7.2 ERA. One thing about this series, man, that I really didn't like, it's the playoffs, right? The Rays, they clinched home field for this series, and it was empty in the entire stadium. Like, if it wasn't an important game, that sucks, right? Because they just signed to make make a new, a whole new stadium. Are they even going to be able to fill it out? Should you just like, all right, I'm not going to do it because like nobody comes out. And it's always been a thing there in Tampa. So I really don't know why they signed to make a new stadium. But you got to do better, Tampa. You got to do better. Teams in the playoffs, come out and support. That's probably why they got smacked around, right? In the first game, they didn't even score a run. They got blanked 4-0. And then in the second game, it was 7-1. Right? The Rangers went in there and they felt no type of pressure because there was barely anybody in there. And they just came out and dominated you. So hopefully they can do something about that because postseason baseball is some of the best baseball that there is. Some of the best sporting events that there is, in my opinion. So for that to be empty, it really hurt the soul. It did. Let's get into the next game. You got the Twins versus the Blue Jays. Carlos Correa gets up in the bottom of the fourth. It's an RBI single. And Willie Castro hits into a double play, which brings in a run to make it 2-0. And that was the final score. There really wasn't much offense. It was a great defensive game. Carlos Correa made a great play, backing up his third baseman, Jorge Polanco. He came up on a ball and it went under his glove, and Correa came out of nowhere as the runner. Bo Bichette, my guy, Bo Bichette, he was on second, and when he saw that the third baseman missed it, he rounded third, headed for home. Correa was standing around second base at the time of the error. He booked it to the ball, barehanded it, and threw an absolute dime to the plate, throwing out Bo Bichette to save that run. And then the Blue Jays were actually threatening in the I forget what inning, but they had second and third with two outs, and Carlos Correa looks at Sonny Gray, who's the pitcher, and he put a pick play on. Right, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's basically when there's a runner on, and the pitcher steps off the rubber and throws to a base to try to get them out. Because earlier in the game, he said that the Blue Jays were taking a little bit too much of a lead. So he put on the play, got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at second base to end the inning. Place went electric. And that was that. The winning pitcher was Sonny Gray, 1-0 in the postseason with a 0 ERA. And the losing pitcher was Jose Berrios. He's 0-1 with a 3.0 ERA. And Duran comes out and gets his second save of the postseason. The Blue Jays manager, man, what are you doing? Jose Berrios is throwing a gem up until the fourth inning when you took him out with 47 pitches. Your season is up against elimination. What are you doing? Why are you taking him out? And of course, once he came out, the Twins scored the only runs that won them the game. So shame on that guy. He is an absolute clown, in my opinion. There was a couple times where the Yankees got chippy with the Blue Jays, and the manager was just talking, just running his mouth, running his mouth. And so I'm glad that he went on a national stage and made an absolute fool of himself and got his team eliminated from the postseason. So goodbye, Blue Jays. Have a good off season. We'll get into the next game. We've got the Diamondbacks and the Brewers. Sal Frelick hits a sac fly to get the scoring started in the bottom of the first. And Willy Adames hits an RBI single to make it 2-0. Willy Adames actually had some very nice cleats. He had some custom-made cleats with he paid homage to Derek Jeter, which is one of his favorite players. Plays the position that he played. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then in the top of the fifth, Alek Thomas hits a solo home run to make it 2-1. Ketel Marte comes up big again with a 2 RBI single to make it 3-2. A wild pitch scores a run to make it 4-2. And Leody Scurriel hits an RBI single to make it 5-2. That was the final score in that game. Zach Gallen was the winning pitcher, 1-0 on the season, on the postseason, with a 3.0 ERA. Peralta got the loss. He was actually pitching pretty well up until that. What was it? Up until that fifth, sixth inning, he had the Diamondbacks rocking back and forth. He was commanding the strike zone, doing what he had to do. But I think he was just left in a little too long. He ended the postseason with a 7.20 ERA. And Paul Sewald comes in for the second save of the postseason to close the door and advance to the NLDS. And then we have the Phillies game. I forgot to take notes on it, but that place was electric. Red October is an actual thing. You say home field advantage is a thing. That is a place where, man, it gets crazy. They had, I saw a picture where they had fans standing on the roof of the stadium. So that's insane. But they won big. It was 3-0 at one point with bases loaded, and Bryson Stott comes up, and it was known that he had trouble with the fastball, hitting the high fastball. So he worked all season, all off season, to get to that pitch, and it paid off. In the post game interview, he said that he was doing everything left handed because he's a lefty hitter. Righty, he does everything else with, but he was using his phone with his left hand. He was eating with his left hand, just trying to make the left hand stronger, which is a top hand, which goes and is really the force in the swing. And he came up big. He lefty lefty crime. He hits a 96, 97 mile per hour fastball into the stands for a grand slam. Absolute bomb. The place went electric. He had a crazy bat flip. So good for him, man. They end up winning that game and advancing to the NLDS. So in the NLDS, we've got the matchups are NL East rivals, Phillies and the Braves, and the NL West rivals, D-backs and the Dodgers. And then in the ALDS, we have the Rangers and the Orioles and the Twins versus the Astros. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a prediction. I've got the Orioles in 5 games. I think that home field advantage is actually going to be a thing out in Baltimore. They're going to show out. They've got that whole Birdland out in left field. And the last time that they were in the playoffs, it got crazy over there. So I'm banking on them doing the same today and taking care of business in the series. That pitching matchup is Andrew Heaney, who was 10-6 in the regular season with a 4.15 ERA. And he's going up against Kyle Bradish. He was 12-7 with a 2.83 ERA. In the next series, we have the Twins and Astros. Exciting storyline for this one. Carlos Correa going back to the Astros, back to Houston to play them in the postseason. That's going to be fun. I'm wondering if he gets booed, or if he gets cheered, because after he left, he made some comments about the replacement that they got, and Jeremy Peña. He was saying that he was a lesser version of him or whatever, but he ended up going out and winning World Series MVP. So, I mean, literally the first year after they got rid of him, and the second year, now you got to play them in the postseason. That matchup in game one is Bailey Ober, who was 8-6 on the regular season with a 3.43 ERA, and Justin Verlander with a 13-8 record with a 3.22 ERA. I got the Astros sweeping that series in three. I just feel like that offense is going to click. They're experienced, and those fans also go crazy out in Houston. So I'm predicting a sweep in the Astros series. And then we have the Phillies versus the Braves. Game one, Ranger Suarez is going for the Phillies. He's 4-6 on the regular season with a 4.18 ERA. And Spencer Strider is going for the Braves, 20-5 with a 3.86 ERA. In that series, I got the Braves in four. The Phillies are going to make it tough, but the offense for the Braves is what's going to propel them over the Phillies this series. And then for the final series, we have the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. We've got Merrill Kelly, who was 12-8 on the regular season with a 3.29 ERA, and Clayton Kershaw. He was 13-5 with a 2.46 ERA. I got Dodgers in four in this series. Again, the Diamondbacks, they're a scrappy group. They're If they get down, better not count them out because both of their wins in the wild card round were comeback wins. So it's going to be a day. It's going to be a series that the Dodgers are really gonna have to fight it out. Everybody knows Clayton Kershaw's history in the postseason doesn't do that good. But I think his offense gives him run support, makes it easy on him, so he can just cruise into game one. And the Dodgers win this series in four. Those are my predictions. I hope you guys are enjoying this content that I'm putting out. Make sure you guys are liking this video, share this video. Make sure you click the link in the description to become a member of the network. Again, we've got some great content being pushed out, and you don't want to miss it, right? And we're almost at 100K subscribers. A thousand, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 100K. We'll get there one day, but the milestone that we're trying to reach now is 1K. All right. So help us get there. We're close. Everybody that you know that has a YouTube page, make sure you are sharing this to them and telling them to subscribe to the network. All right. That's all I got for you guys today. Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.